Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. We are positively still here at beautiful Coco's. I got to fix my shot here. Eric's here. Wait, what's going on, man? You're lugging crab cakes in the door from around the corner.
It's a circus here. You know that.
Is there another Coco's I don't know about? Like, is there a backstage area?
There's a walk-in. Yeah, that's our backstage. That's where.
How big is it?
It's half the size of the restaurant, so it's not very big.
That's pretty big for a walk-in, though.
Nah, it's 15 by 20. It's not too bad.
What do you keep there? It's crab meat?
It's the vault. It's the vault, yeah.
I just watched you guys wheel in, like, 1,000 crab cakes.
I think it was, like, 288.
288.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are done by dozens?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how many dozens is that? That's 12.144. That's 24 dozens.
Yes.
Wow. How many crab cakes do you sell here in a given day?
Depends on the day. Between 300 and, I mean, Christmas, we could do 1,000 in a day.
No wonder Liz is so busy up there making them every time I come in here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all that.
Yeah, she works very hard.
Like, if Marsh would ever, like, let me be the kid at school one day, if I came in and worked at Coco's, like, gave of myself.
See, I made that mistake, like, 20 years ago.
And never left.
Yeah, yeah. So, just don't do that.
How long do you have to be here before you put the gloves on and you learn how to do
depends how busy
this thing that you do?
Now that's
and I got small hands, so I don't know that I don't know that I'll make them right.
Well, you'll make the juniors. Yeah, we just lost our specialty junior maker. She went off to her Alyssa.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. She went off to her big engineering job, so we could use somebody to make some juniors.
I want
to
be here when you
applications
when you
are over there in the host stand. So
I got
go
a
ahead
gig.
And
I got a gig. I get a gig.
Gotcha. I know you're a busy man.
But for one day, it would be fun. I mean, I've watched the thing go on in here, and there's
maybe
a lot.
Maybe we can do that. We can hook you up.
I want to be the guy that breads the coconut shrimp because I've eaten
so
many.
That's Jesse's job. Yeah, he'll fight you on that one.
Well,
that's his favorite.
I don't really want to do it. Oh, okay. I just want to.
You just want to see it done?
It's like I don't really want to like make the food my wife makes in the kitchen, but I'm happy to help her out, supervise.
Got you.
Supervisor. I look like a supervisor. Okay. All right, we're here at Coco's. They do a lot of great stuff here. And last time I was here, it was 40th anniversary. I had my cup out. Marsh is going to come on with Nancy later on. We're going to talk about all sorts of food and the way that I completely bastardize every one of my sponsors' food. I take it home and I do wacky things. Now, you're the chef, right? You're
sure,
a chef.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I came in for lunch with Rasig. And I sat at the bar. Texted my wife. I said, what do you want to eat? She says, I don't know, surprise me. I've had this idea. I love your ribs.
Okay.
So everybody says, get the crab cakes. I say, get the coconut shrimp. I love the cream of crab soup. I think your coleslaw is really good. I'm not a french fry guy, but you have good french fries, but I never eat them because I don't eat a lot of french fries and I don't take them to go. You can't take french fries.
Yeah, fries are. Yeah.
It's not a go item. So I took some shrimp home or some ribs home, and I took 3 coleslaws home, and I stopped on the way home and I picked up King's Hawaiian.
I see where you're going with this, yeah.
I picked up King's Hawaiian, a little slider, guys. And we put the ribs in the little osterizer, and we got them tenderized, and I pulled everything off, and I stacked up lightly toasted Hawaiian King's buns. And I put the ribs on there. I put the coleslaw on there. I topped it all off. And you like root beer?
I do, yeah.
I got a big boy root beer. You know, not your daddy's root beer.
Gotcha.
Your special root beer with a little kick in it. And I thought, man, root beer, sandwich, pulled pork, delicious sauce, that coleslaw, that Hawaiian sweet bread.
Was it
Ravens
a
won that day.
Okay.
Yeah, Ravens won.
All right,
so
we're going to have to take some ribs home
well,
for Sunday.
That's the idea.
Our boys need some help.
My wife said, bring some ribs home because that was a good idea you had. So we're at Coco's. You guys do so many good things, and you're doing a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Along with our friends at Waverly Brewing, and I like beer.
They have beer
too. They probably have root beer. Give me a little lowdown on this because you were sent to me to talk about the Anderson Family Benefit. So I'll send this out for everybody. There's a QR. You snap on the QR link as well to help out, but it's $20 at the door. This is coming up next weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So this is next weekend at Waverly Brewing. It's Sunday, November 16th, 1 to 6. If you are part of the Coco's family, you've dined here prior to COVID, you were probably served by Paul. He was one of our bartenders here all the time. Great family man, suffered a heart attack,
Oh.
just, yeah, hits your heart, right?
Well, one of my best friends had a heart transplant last night. So, like,
last night,
this morning. So, yeah,
good.
I can't talk about it. I'll start crying. It'd be bad. He's doing great.
He's doing good.
Oh, I just got an update a minute ago, and it just freaked me out.
Well, Paul still has his original heart.
Okay, that's good.
He's on the way to recovery. So, has a long road ahead of him. He was in and out of the hospital for what, 3 months, 4 months. Mm. I think he was in a coma for a couple months, but. He's had quite a battle.
This is your guy, man.
Yeah.
This is your guy. All right.
So we're going to support him on the 16th at Waverly Brewing. I'm going to be doing some barbecue, some food.
Who are the Ravens beating that day? Jets? I think they're beating the Jets that day.
Lord knows.
Yeah. No, they're beating the Browns that day.
Browns? Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is even better.
Curb stomp.
So you figured this out. This is a 1 to 6 party.
You can come before the game,
right,
or you can watch
the game's at 4:30.
Yeah, right.
So
you can come before the game. You can come for the game.
Listen, I went through. I talked to a bunch of Italian men the other night, Italian charity group. 80 all dudes, all Italian. I'm Italian, so
no
I fit in a little bit. And I was telling them about making plans on Sundays in Baltimore since 1996. Yeah. Really tough to do.
Uh-huh.
So this
great time to go to Costco.
This is it.
Though.
This is it right here. One to Costco.
Yeah. Nobody's there on Sundays during the game.
You're not watching a game.
I record it and watch it later.
How does anybody do that? Do
you
know
skip
who won?
The commercials? No. I keep my phone off.
How do you do that? Keep your phone off.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you keep your phone off?
It's
well,
Sunday.
You're not working Sunday. You're closed.
It's Sunday.
Well,
it's
that's
my holy
one
day.
Benefit for everybody at Coco's. They're closed on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah,
if you don't
come here to try to watch the game.
The Anderson Family Benefit is a day of music, barbecue, and beer.
Yes.
It's going to be your barbecue. Your barbecue is really good.
We're doing barbecue, yeah.
So it's yours.
Yes.
Same sauce.
Same sauce, yeah.
You going to get some slider buns?
Probably not, but maybe in the future we'll do that for
Coleslaw?
You. There will be coleslaw, yes.
If you want people at this party for Paul and his people, it's hosted by Waverly Brewing. It's Union Avenue. Everybody knows where that is. There's going to be a raffle silent auction. It is Sunday, November 16th. Is this a band? What is that?
No, so that's we're doing a special beer for him. It's the iHeart PA, which is Paul Anderson. That's his name. So it's a pale ale. So they made a logo for him.
I won't drink that.
Seabass made that logo, actually.
All right.
Yeah. So at the door, $20, get you a commemorative pint glass, enter in for a drawing for a cake drop and along with other prizes. Then half that money is going to go right towards the family.
Are there five bands playing this?
Yeah.
There's five bands.
Yep. Right in
Silver Threads. Hold on. Silver Threads, Yeehaw Brothers Band. What is a Yeehaw Brothers? That sounds like a good
band. Yeehaw.
Atomic Motel.
I'm not the band guy. I'm the food guy. So
Splitsville and the Harlan County Kings. I've heard of them before.
Yes.
$20, five bands, November 16th to help Paul and the Anderson family. A day of music, barbecue, and beer. The food will be good because Coco's is doing it. The beer will be good because Waverly Brewing's doing it. And they even have a commemorative glass. I just got my 40th anniversary commemorative Coco's glass working. I had my root beer in that.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so specials. Let's talk about some food here. I missed out on the Korean soup ramen thing you did a couple weeks ago. What was that thing?
Coconut curry.
I didn't get that when I got it. Cow soy. Right.
Yeah. So cow soy is traditionally a soup in northern Thailand. My wife spent a year there teaching English, so she's kind of taught me the ropes on it. So we just made it a little thicker, made it into a little appetizer. It was delicious.
I missed out.
Yeah, you did.
I saw the mussels. You doing mussels right now? What's
chorizo.
In that?
Chorizo.
What's that
called? Little chorizo, garlic, some white wine.
I'm out on the chorizo. I'm out on the spicy.
It's not super spicy.
What burgers you got coming up?
Beats me. Decide that on Tuesdays. You think we plan this stuff out? Man, we're making crab cakes all day long.
What would you do with my slider idea? Like, my slider idea, you have the best coleslaw in the world.
So we
you
do we do
really
pulled
interesting
pork.
Rib thing.
We do pulled pork every once in a while, so it's kind of the same. We serve with coleslaw on the side. Just comes on a brioche roll instead of your King's Hawaiian roll.
Right.
So they got a little sweetness in that bread.
What other specials? Any other specials coming down the line?
We'll be doing probably chicken pot pie soon. Some getting into soup
winter
season.
Hearty.
Yeah. We're doing some stews, some chilies.
All right. Well, I love your menu.
Maybe we'll bring your oysters back.
That was fun.
Yeah.
For you like that. You like it. You
as much as I hem and hawed, I liked it. It was good. Everybody enjoyed it.
Once you get off the beaten path to like what else could we do for a special, one night, two nights, order some food in. You've done some wild specials around here.
Yeah.
I like when you get funky with the
burgers. I pulled one up out front and done the jerk chicken.
I was here that day.
Yeah.
I took that home.
Okay. How was it?
Phenomenal.
It'll be there.
All right. It's going to be at your party.
Yes.
What else is here? What other food you doing?
I think I'm going to do pit beef, turkey, pork, some sides, some salads.
$20
Sorry, no. So you're going to pay for the food and all that money I'm going to donate right to Paul's family.
I'm just trying to understand how we're raising money. I want to raise money.
Yeah, we're raising money. Come with your wallets.
And your heart.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Heart attack victim. Yes. Paul, we appreciate you. Get better.
Yes.
Family's good. We're going to be doing this on the 16th of November. And we have causes. And the folks at Coco's are just great about all that. I think the next time I'm here will be for a cup of Super Bowl. We'll be doing that for the Maryland Food Bank. I've already promoted the food bank once today because we're doing other food bank stuff as well. It's an important time, obviously, with the SNAP benefits and all the great stuff going on.
I'll have a soup that day.
Your cream of crab soup, that's not like your recipe, though. That was Mom's, right?
No, the cream of crab's mine. The Maryland or the... Yeah, the Maryland sour
crab. It's got sherry in it, doesn't it?
Yes.
See? I knew it. I can taste it.
Yeah?
Well, I don't want to kiss your butt too much, but your cream of crab soup's my favorite.
Good, good.
It was so good, your cream of crab soup, that my idea to do a soup tour, I was going to do like 27 soups in 27 days. I'm like...
You're going to be souped out.
Yeah!
Well, you did 30 crab cakes in 30
no,
days?
No, well, I did, yeah. And I did 31. And I did breweries. And then I did oysters.
Yes.
This year, I did, well, this would be good to promote with you because you like to eat. My 27 favorite things to eat in Baltimore was brought to you by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I called it Tastiness, T-A-S-T-Y-N-E-S. You can hashtag that. And these are my 27 legitimate, honest to God, absolute favorite things that if you're in Baltimore, if you eat any of them, your coconut shrimp are on that list.
Nice.
Now, your cream of crab soup would have been sort of one and one aided a little bit. Like, I couldn't make up my mind in some places of whether I wanted to do this or that. But all of my go-tos were on it. Have you had the peach cake?
Of course.
At Woodley Bakery?
Absolutely,
all right.
Yes.
Have you had, or excuse me, Fenwick Bakery. Have you had the chocolate chip cookies at Woodley Bakery? Right around the corner?
I have the strawberry shortcakes, my go-to there.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
That's very good.
And I have yet to be to that donut place out in Hagerstown. What is it? Crumpy's. Yeah.
I went there last month.
Really?
Yeah, I went out for a concert. I tried to tell my buddy Johnny Allen, like, they open at 7 p.m. It's in an alley. Now, that's not on my 27 favorite things.
Really?
They're not my favorite donut made the top 10. And this is a donut that's easy for you to get. It's only open on the weekends. It's at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Hunt Valley.
Sure.
So when you go into the Pennsylvania, it's Mary's Donuts. It's on the left. And my go-to, sounds a little weird, maple bacon donut.
Yeah, sounds great.
Maple glaze with the bacon on there. But they make their donuts.
Now, is the bacon crispy or is it real soggy?
In between.
Okay.
It's not total crispy, but it's not...
It's not like mushy.
No, okay. it's appropriate is what I would say. And it's not even like the saltiness or the flavor of the bacon or whatever. To me, it's the actual donut. Their donuts are like the best fried dough you've ever had.
Yeah.
They're perfectly light. None of that stick to the roof of your none of that. This is perfect fried dough. So that's my donut joint.
Cool.
What else you want to know about?
I'm going out to Western Maryland. To see my dad for Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna try to plan it so I can get to Crumpy's.
Are you going early in the morning or late at night?
Late at night.
Okay.
We're gonna be leaving around 5 to 6 o'clock,
okay.
So I might be able to just swing right in and try it.
Because I got a spot for you in Frederick, but you got to get there. It's a bakery. You got to get there early.
Okay.
I mean,
we usually do go out early. So what's the spot?
It's called Bakehouse.
Okay.
It's in downtown Frederick, and it is. I mean, if I pull it up right now and I just showed you the pastries there, it's my favorite bakery in the state. No offense to Woodley, and no offense to Fenway, and I like Crumpy's Donut. Crumpy's Donuts are fine. I don't want to compare them to Dunkin' Donuts, but they're more of a factory kind of, they're good, but they're not like this place here. So Bakehouse to me, and Bakehouse is a Baltimore dude. It's on South Market Street, and here you go right there, man.
Okay.
See this is
nice.
This is every day, and they sell out of everything.
Okay, croissants.
Yeah, croissants here. I'm showing everybody here the bakery. So this was my favorite bakery, and they're always doing pistachio this and walnut that and
nice.
Chocolate this and mousse that, and there's the line out the door because there's always a line out the door.
It's on Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So there you go, Frederick.
All
good.
Right.
I don't have any other. Where are you going to Western Maryland? You going to Deep Creek?
Yeah, Garrett County.
I got nothing for you up there. Oh, I do. You like the outdoors, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Swallow Falls Park?
Yes, many times. Grew up there. Yeah.
All right. So I grew up in Dundalk.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been to Deep Creek twice in my life.
Okay.
And I discovered would you like to speak to what a beautiful place that is?
It is. It's mystical.
You ever been to Swallow Falls Park?
The Muddy Creek Falls that everybody goes to, the big waterfall, it's such an easy hike. You park, you walk down
there's
the
no
hill.
There's no hike.
It's right there. You know, it's,
I don't hike.
Yeah, and
look
they even have handicap parking and
I
go
don't
see
hike.
It. So everybody can go see it. Then you can go to Swallow Falls, go do a little hike if you want to.
It's the easiest.
Yes.
I've been to Yellowstone. I've been all over the place where, like, there's bears and there's weird stuff and there's snakes and there's hills and stuff that my wife would say, like, I'm tender. But that was like park the car, walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah, park the car, walk, right you there. Go right there. Now they do, you can of course keep going for miles and go down the river and all that if you want to. But you
would admit that
it's great for families.
For a guy like me that hasn't been anywhere like that, to go to a place like that to brag about it and say, my God, this is the most beautiful place in the state.
Right, and you didn't have to sacrifice your lungs to get there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Eric's here. He's running the Anderson Family Benefit. It is next weekend. It is for a very, very dear Coco's employee and a family, a guy who worked here for a long time behind the bar. He had a heart attack. He's getting better. We're getting him better, just like my pal Eddie Lauer's getting better. People need people, bringing them together. It's a day of music, barbecue, and beer. Five bands, $20. This is
loaded.
Over at Waverly Brewery. It's at 1625 Union Avenue, Suite C. Everybody knows where that is, right? Right
yep.
off the highway, right
yeah,
off 83.
Right, yeah.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Keep going with the specials.
Absolutely.
Keep that coconut shrimp awesome. Anything else I need to know about Coco's? This 40th anniversary has been fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. You were here that day, right?
That was a great day.
Yeah.
You got
to see all the...
Hold on. You had appetizers up here.
Uh-huh.
You had a corn dish that I told you need
yeah.
You need to put that
sweet
on the menu.
Corn. Yeah?
Yeah, put that on the menu.
Sure. Not on the menu, but yeah, it'll come around the summertime. I usually do something similar to that with some fried green tomatoes on the top.
Yeah, the party you threw here, you had special food that I said, man, you're chefier than I think you are. You wore that hat backwards. You try to get me to underestimate your abilities here, man.
I'm a chef in a cloak.
You are indeed. Eric's here. Marcella's coming. Nancy and Marcella have met for the very first time. Crab cake queens and chefy types. That's all right. You brought yourself. You brought the most important thing. Nancy Longo from Pierpoint is going to be my next guest. She's going to chef it up. She's famous for her chopped episode, even though she got chopped. I wouldn't chop you. I love you. So when my wife was really ill in a hospital for 155 nights, her restaurant's right down by Hopkins, right in Fells Point.
Okay.
And she insisted on feeding me whenever. She would text me every night and say, you're leaving your wife. Come have dinner. She fed me.
That's kind
She's
of people
beautiful.
You need.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Nancy's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nancy and Marce together here at Coco's. I'm going to be a dude between two very powerful and important women in Baltimore food. Back for more. We're Coco's. It's the Maryland.